covering Michigan like no one else. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
Just before the break, I was talking about going to SteveGruber.com to find out more about Michigan construction jobs, clicking on the Michigan construction banner there and the sexiest job of the week. I say that because we've talked at length on this program about the fact that we have a need in Michigan for 9,000 construction workers in heavy construction, roads, bridges, that sort of thing, infrastructure construction, if you will. We need 9,000 this year. We need another 9,000 next year, the year after that, and the year after that. And trust me, we're falling a bit short, but there are groups out there doing their level best to get the best people possible into the workforce. And with the economy doing so well, it's a great time to look for a new job, get started in this industry and in construction, man. Sky's the limit right now. Joining me is Alan Sandel, General Manager at Cadillac Asphalt. Alan, welcome to the conversation.
Good morning, Steve.
I want to talk to you a bit today because you have this program called the Detroit Workforce of the Future. And tonight, beginning at about 5, you're going to have a graduation of a couple dozen new students, apparently, heading into the construction industry. Tell me about this program, the Detroit Workforce of the Future, and then I want to talk a little bit more about the construction industry in general.
Okay, Steve, yes. Yes, tonight we are having the celebration of this summer's program. It started way back in January, February, where industry was able to interview high school students, mostly seniors, some juniors, who wanted to get into this trades program for this spring and summer of 2018. So with the opportunity to interview students, they applied. We put out a nomination to 15 of these students to get into the summer's program, and they all accepted. We ended up going with 13 students. A couple had some conflicts, but we had 13 students that went through an eight-week program this summer where they started with the first week. They got exposure to the 7 different employers that were being involved. The second week, we put them through an OSHA 30 safety training course. Exactly that our workers go through themselves. And then they started working with us out in the actual field in heavy highway construction.
So, Alan, give me an idea. Here's what I want to know. What kind of jobs are we talking about here? And tell me a bit more about the kind of training these students picked up, because it sounds to me what you're doing, and this is beautiful, you're grooming these students to step right into full-time employment if they want it.
Correct. We gave them full exposure to 7 different employers, from bridge structures to excavation and pipe work to asphalt paving, and they got full exposure to that this summer over these 6 weeks. They worked about 4 days with each contractor. All contractors got exposure to the students. The students got exposure to the contractors, and they also got exposure to the vertical building industry as well.
Now, I understand.
Great exposure.
I understand your company, Cadillac Asphalt, has been instrumental in this program being a success, Alan. So I tip my hat to you, because we need a lot more people, young people, in fact, a lot of people, period, whether they're young or not, getting into construction, because right now the demand is so high. So give me an idea, because I think people are going to be listening and thinking about their kids and grandkids. Maybe they don't need to go to college, but they need a skill, a trade that they can be employable going forward. What kind of pay scale are we talking about for these new employees entering the workforce?
Well, once they get to the full-level pay scale, it's $25 an hour plus benefits and can rise from there depending on which trade they're in. So there's various trades they can work in the heavy highway, but it is well-paying jobs in our industry.
These aren't jobs, Alan. I'd say they're careers.
Yes, you're correct. They are careers. Our workers come back year in and year out, and they'll end up making a 30-year, 35-year career in our industry.
So instead of, walking out of college, and I'm not denigrating college. I think college is a good place for many, many young people. However, it's not for everybody. And so instead of walking out of college with a debt of $50,000 or $80,000 or $100,000 potentially, you're walking out of class with a full-time job offered, and once you get through whatever probationary period or whatever, when you get up to speed, if you will, what I'm hearing here, $25 an hour, maybe better, plus benefits, plus overtime. I mean, you could be making 60, 80 grand a year if you hit in the right spot, especially in this economy where you're working so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, that type of number is achievable. We are in, obviously, a shortened construction period here in Michigan, so they do work around 35, 40 hours, 40 weeks out of the year in the heightened season. But, yes, you can earn $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, absolutely.
And that's, If I'm 18 years old and I'm here and I can make 60, 70 grand in a couple of years or less, because this is a 16-week program, right? I mean, you're up and down in 16 weeks. It's a summer program. You're out the door. You're ready to start it. You could be 18, 19 years old, making 25 bucks an hour and well on your way.
Absolutely, yeah. As long as they have the desire and the fit to be in this industry, you're right there with those numbers.
Now, let me ask you this, Alan. Alan is the general manager at Cadillac Asphalt, also instrumental in the Detroit workforce of the future. As you look across the spectrum of jobs in the industry right now in construction, there's opportunities not just for these young people in your program, but there are opportunities pretty much everywhere you look, aren't there?
Yes, I think all the construction trades are looking for people right now as we grow going forward, as funding levels are rising and the need for the construction out there. We're in a employee demand right now.
Yeah, it's a good time to be looking for a job, changing industries. I know a gentleman who is a bit older, got hired because of his previous experience in construction and went to work making numbers like you just described in management because he was qualified, because finding people that can, you know, take over and step back in and say, I've got experience 20 years in the industry, but it's been 20 years. They said, we don't care. You know what you're doing. Come on in. And he got ramped up and started. Alan, I think you're doing a great job, and I really appreciate you doing this. It's the Detroit Workforce of the Future. One example, by the way, everybody. This is just one example of the kinds of programs that are out there, because with MITA out there, the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, there are different programs around the state to train young people or whomever in the construction trades. This is one great example. So, Alan, again, I tip my hat to you, and I'll give you the last word.
Well, Steve, thanks for having me on and promoting the need for our industry and working with our industry. And we just hope for people that want to get into our industry, look around, ask around, and knock on some doors, and the opportunity is there for them.
There you go. Alan Sandlaw, I greatly appreciate it. General Manager at Cadillac Asphalt. Again, that graduation for those 13 newest workers, employees of the Michigan construction industry, that's tonight at 5 o'clock. And well done, Alan. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir.
There you have it. There's good news for you out there. There's opportunity all over the place. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Michigan Construction banner. If you want to know more, do it now.